Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. Where once steel and glass dominated the skies, the vines and vermin now claim their reign. The urban landscape, reshaped by the relentless grasp of nature, hosts a new dominion of wildlife. It's a bizarre testament to Earth's unyielding spirit amidst humanity's concrete ambitions, an untold saga of the wild's resurgence in the most unlikely of sanctuaries, our cities. The scene, at once surreal and somber, unfolds across the globe. In the heart of what was once a bustling metropolis, a cacophony of howls and screeches drown out the silent monuments to civilization. Buildings, their facades crumbling, are ensnared by the greedy tendrils of ivy and strangler figs. The urban jungle, devoid of human clamor, is alive with a feral pulse. It is nature's uprising against the backdrop of our crumbling legacy. Amidst the cracked sidewalks and overrun lawns where human life has receded, animals have emerged as the unlikely inheritors. Packs of wild dogs patrol the streets with a newfound bravado, their eyes gleaming with the conquest. Deer wander past derelict storefronts, oblivious to the faded advertisements that once peddled dreams now irrelevant. Birds nest in the hollows of skyscrapers, their songs a stark contrast to the eerie silence that permeates this desolate utopia. Turn a corner, and one might witness a curious spectacle. A bear rummaging through remnants of technology, its massive paws fumbling with the alien artifacts of a world it has unwittingly usurped. Raccoons, ever the opportunists, have turned our forgotten detritus into bountiful treasures to explore and exploit. Nature, in its relentless claim, has erased the lines between wild and urban. It is, however, a harsh beauty, a mirror reflecting the consequences of our environmental apathy. Scientists once warned of impending ecological thresholds, voices drowned out by the din of progress. Now their prophecies have materialized in a dramatic reversal of roles, the concrete jungles overtaken by actual ones. An uncontrollable spread of life, both wondrous and foreboding, creeps over the man-made. Yet, detached from this burgeoning wilderness is the warmth of hope. For in this world, mankind's tenure at the top has expired. And from this collapse emerges a fascinating narrative, that of adaptation and survival. Opportunistic species thrive, while others, unable to negotiate the ruins of our creation, slip quietly into oblivion. It paints a vivid dichotomy, the vitality of an earth untamed against the desolation of human absence. One cannot help but marvel at the irony. Society, too preoccupied with building higher, farther, faster, overlooked the fundamentals of coexistence with nature. And so as the cities lay swallowed by dust, enveloped by a thirst for life they can no longer quench, urban wildlife carves out an existence on the remains of human indifference. The flora and fauna, reclaiming their space in the sun, flourish amid the decay, a bittersweet testament to life's tenacity. Yet this narrative needs an epilogue, one that doesn't exist. Questions linger among the abandoned avenues. What can be learned from this reign of the wild? Will this scenario spur an awakening in the hearts and minds of those who witness it? Or is it merely the closing chapter of an era, as the earth continues to spin, indifferent to the plights and triumphs of its myriad children? As the sun sets on this concrete jungle, the haunting truth remains. We were not overthrown by the wild, but rather, we hastened our own obsolescence through neglect of the very environment that sustains us. In our absence, wildlife has not merely survived, it has taken over, morphing our cities into strange, post-apocalyptic ecosystems that thrive in the voids we left behind. Perhaps, amidst the perils of this green dystopia, there lies a silver lining, a message from nature itself about resilience and the enduring call of the wild. But it's a message received too late in a world too far gone, with humanity's time now etched in the fossilized layers of a once great civilization, overshadowed by the indomitable spirit of life going on.